Scripture is full of Bible verses about business. Just look at this proverb and its wisdom. We have been going through some proverbs that lend themselves directly to business. We covered a Bible verse that reminded us that our business grows when we grow. We covered a Bible verse that reminded us to make plans and take action. Today, we get into the point of who we are. Business Bible verse, Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Proverbs 11:3 NIV. Again, here is the same verse in different translations so we can get a good grasp on what it means. The integrity and moral courage of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Proverbs 11:3 AMP. The integrity of the honest keeps them on track, the deviousness of crooks brings them to ruin. Proverbs 11:3 MSG. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 11:3 KJV. What does this business Bible verse tell us? I love it when the Bible talks directly to who we are as a person. In this proverb, we see that integrity is the foundation to our character. Integrity leads us to make the right decisions in our family, in our community, and in our business. If we look at the amplified version above, we see that integrity has the same meaning as moral courage. We must have the courage to act the right way no matter what the circumstances. We must be moral in making our decisions, and in doing so we will find ourselves knowing what decisions to make. I have heard of many business owners struggling with decisions only to find out that the decision was easy when we had got into our decision-making process. When we know we are people of integrity, it becomes who we are and how we act. It is not hard to make the right decision when we know who we are and who we belong to. Let's quickly touch base on the other side of this proverb. We understand that cheating of any kind will always lead to destruction. Crooked actions will always rise to the surface, so why waste time trying to cheat? Cheating on your taxes is more than just a little fib to the government, it is a moral decline that only leads to more bad decisions. What can we do about this business Bible verse? Become a person of integrity by understanding that you are a child of God. You are of a higher making and He has filled your life through the Spirit. It may be tough, but if you have a chance, right any wrongs you have done. And if you can't do that, draw a line in the sand and decide from this point forward to live in integrity and honor God with all of your decisions. Take time to learn this verse, commit it to memory, and any time you have a tough decision, quote this verse. You can even make a poster and hang it on your wall. Do whatever it takes to remind yourself who you are in Christ.